Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today it's an all-pundit show with Joelle Gutman of the Washoe County Health District, critic Howard Rosenberg, and political analyst Cheryl Blomstrom for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going here, and we have three great guests. Joelle Gutman joins us for the first time. Welcome. Pleasure
Thank
to have you.
You
here. She is Government Affairs Liaison with the Washoe County Health District. Howard Rosenberg is a critic of everything.
True.
And Cheryl Blomstrom is a political analyst. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this on the Monday after this incredible weekend, a horrible weekend of these shootings across the country. And, you know, it's obviously a national, if not international, conversation. There's nobody that is not touched by this in some way or another. And I, as somebody who grew up in England, a country that didn't have guns, I came to this country when I was 21 and learned to live with a gun society and tried to deal with it realistically. I have lots of friends who are gun owners who are legitimate and responsible gun owners. We know of people who are not responsible gun owners, but we have a country of 320 million people and 320 million guns. My only surprise is this kind of incident doesn't happen more often. How does the health department view this? Because it's obviously in part a health issue.
Thank you for the question. It is a public health issue. I think it's a public safety issue as well. You mentioned 320 million guns. Approximately 32,000 people die by gun violence every year in the US. That's about 100 a day. What's alarming is 22,000 of those 32,000 are deaths by suicide with a firearm. So these are very big public health issues that we need to take public health approaches with. However, we are kind of held back by our inability to use CDC fund dollars to look at gun control issues. There's a law in place that the CDC is not permitted to research methods of gun control using government dollars. So it is a public health issue, and we need to treat it as one. And I think we're being held back a little from that.
And that, to me, is as absurd as we saw for decades, where marijuana was never able to be investigated by universities across the country because there was only one place that was allowed to grow it, only one university that was allowed to test it, and we ended up with ridiculous tales of marijuana, and now it's with us, and it's not an issue. Cheryl, what's your view on this and what you hear here about the CDC ban?
It is and it is not an issue with respect to marijuana. Some of the more recent studies of marijuana, including one out of Massachusetts, a completely health-focused, out of a hospital, and I'm not going to remember which hospital, but talked about the effects, deleterious effects of marijuana on the teenage brain, and the fact that it actually, in the developing brain, rewires the brain so that it doesn't form properly. So I would not say that marijuana is here and it's fine. I don't think that's the case. But I agree with you, it should be studied.
Okay, but back to the to
absolutely the CDC
and the whole gun situation. I mean, it's just horrific.
It is horrific. It is multifaceted. It is so complicated and so horrible. And where we sit right now in our body politic is going like this. Instead of talking to each other, we talk past each other. We talk in sound bites. We talk in political terms. We take opportunities and we weaponize, pardon the pun, our conversations around gun violence. And it doesn't solve anything. You can't have a solution without having a serious, open conversation. We have to be able to listen to people that we don't follow their particular truisms. We have to speak truth to power. We have to speak power to truth.
Howard, your thoughts?
It's bigger, much bigger. It's respect for life. Not just human life, all life. We're not teaching it to our kids. We're not teaching it soon enough. The schools are the places where we can begin to make a major impact. What scares me more than anything else when something like this happens, and it happens every single day, I mean, there was something that happened this morning. I just heard a little bit of it as I left the house this morning. But four people were injured. I don't think anyone was killed. But it happened in Brooklyn. What worries me more than anything else is everyone's looking for a quick fix. There is no quick fix. It isn't going to happen. It has to be done over a period of time. So you need two solutions. Number one, what do you do for now for stopping this from going any further? What do you do over a longer period of time? It scares the living daylights out of me because I can see kids coming into a school system that isn't equipped to handle this kind of thing. How do you explain to a first grader what's happened? What does the teacher say? How does the teacher say it? There's no training for it. We need to start training our teachers, who will be parents too, as well as our parents, how to take your children through the process of understanding the respect for life, all life, not just human life.
I fully agree.
Joella, is there any partnership between the health department and the school district in terms of this kind of thing?
I wouldn't say for gun safety and violence, but what I think is very sad is that I think many of our school districts across the country do have, we have drills for children in case there's an active shooter. We have drills in our offices. We have drills in a lot of public places, and it's very sad. The health district would respond to it as an emergency, just like the Southern Nevada Health District contributed to the efforts in the October 1 shooting, which was the biggest shooting in the nation thus far. I agree with you. This is respect for life. This is a multifaceted problem. And that's why we need to study it as one. What are the long-term effects? What are the psychological effects? How is this impacting our communities? Just like we studied cigarette smoking or secondhand smoke, this is impacting people that aren't just injured. And it's not just their families, it's entire communities that are in pain and having trauma as a result of it. And it's shocking to me that, you know, we quickly respond to things, and this has been happening for years and years and years, and nobody's responded. We have had 251 mass shootings in 216 days in 2019. So, I mean, it's alarming, and that's just mass shootings, but gun violence in general, domestic violence, deaths by suicide, these are nationwide epidemics.
And that's not touching a base problem that's really bad in that guns don't kill people. people kill people. I used to think that was just, you know, cute, isn't that wonderful? What does that mean? When you come down to it, it isn't the gun, it's what the gun is used for. I mean, I handle poisons around my house constantly. Look at anything that's in the cleaning stuff that you use. Well, I'm not going to drink it. I know better than that. How do we get it to the point where we teach our children and our youngsters?
But I would argue that there's an access to gun issue in the U.S.
Okay. By the same token, we have the, I can't remember which amendment it is, the right to bear arms.
The Second Amendment.
That's the first thing that gets brought up to you, thrown in your face right off the bat. I think we've got to go in another way other than just guns. Mm-hmm. I think there has to be other ways of handling the situation where someone would even begin to think like this. By the same token, it's aberrant thinking. I mean, you know, there's billions of people. How do you find out which one needs the help and, you know, that kind of thing?
You know,
as we look at this, Cheryl, you know, in politics, there's short term and there's long term. The short term response is the one we're getting from everybody.
Right.
But as we saw, for example, was brought up with smoking. This is something that is done over decades. Mm-hmm. And with over 300 million guns in this country, nothing's going to happen overnight. It has to be something that we look at that is a multi-generational solution to this problem.
I believe that's true. And I think each step will beget another step in our legislature this time. We did a pretty extensive look at background checks. Mm-hmm. Those are broadly supported, as I understand it, by the citizenry of the state of Nevada.
True.
So as the citizens demand, eventually the politicians get to it.
But on the other side, you have people who are legal gun owners, people who have had guns throughout their life. If you go out into rural Nevada, they will tell you that driving a kid to school with a gun rack full of rifles in the back of the pickup truck was not even thought of as unusual,
no,
that schools were not scared of that.
No.
And so you have to balance the lifestyle along with, you know, the rights of the public, and yet it becomes so complicated.
What that says is one size does not fit all.
But
and
why does anybody need...
It's complex.
I know, but why does anybody need an AK-40 something or other? I mean, come on. I can understand having a gun for, you know, going out to hunt or, you know, that kind of thing, or even for your own self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
But why do I have to have, you know, something that can kill 93 people in 20 seconds? I think there's a point where we have to start saying, at this point in time in our society, the way people seem to be thinking, there's certain things we don't need to have access to.
I agree with him. And, you know, I think at least half of Nevadans believe in the Second Amendment,
sure,
and the right to bear arms. But I really, you know, this is my personal belief, I really believe that our forefathers didn't anticipate assault weapons that could kill nine people in 24 seconds.
They also did not expect women to vote.
Exactly.
They did not enumerate people of color.
The Second Amendment argument needs a paradigm shift. We need to change the conversation. Yes, people can be responsible gun owners, but does a normal citizen need an assault weapon that can kill, that can round, you know, 200 rounds in a matter of seconds? I don't think so.
There's another thing here that's important to recognize. We're a big country, and from one coast to the other coast, there's all kinds of thought processes that change. When I first came here, I had never been west of Massachusetts.
Why?
Okay. I mean, there was nothing there. Everybody knew the world began and ended in Boston.
Right.
Hello, why did we have to go out to the rest of the world? But when I first came here, and I first saw a truck come onto campus with guns in the back, I was shocked out of my mind. And then it dawned on me, this is a different society, a different group of people, a different way of thinking, a different way of living your life. And it's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But again, with certain reservations.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with our pundits after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going on a very serious topic, obviously, with talking about the shooting deaths that have been occurring as we're taping this. This was just this past weekend. Joelle Gutman is here, Howard Rosenberg, and Cheryl Blomstrom. So one of the things that I like to look at is context. And when you were talking earlier, you mentioned that there's 32,000 people a year that are killed by guns, 22,000 by suicide. Mm-hmm. So that leaves 10,000 people. But in terms of context, how many people die of heart attacks every day? How many people die on the road every day? Is it a huge number by comparison? And let me also say that I'm not heartless. I mean, every life is important.
Of course.
I'm just trying to look at the big picture in a country of 320 million people.
I think that's a great question. I saw that on Twitter a lot this weekend. You know, to put it in context, 480,000 people die of smoking-related complicated deaths annually. 47,000 people die of opioid overdoses annually. So it is less, but these are completely avoidable, as is smoking. But, you know, we look at epidemics. We looked at seatbelt usage many years ago, and we fixed it, and the deaths are decreasing. But we're not doing anything about it. And it is contextual, it is a smaller amount in comparison to other things, but these are building collective trauma, which is creating other problems, which I think you have a point to. We're kind of dehumanizing human life or life. And I think all of this is making people desensitized. And, you know, when you see it every day, what are you supposed to do?
As we all know, I'm a critic. One of my least favorite movie franchises is the John Wick franchise, where he kills 9,874 people in 12 seconds, and without even looking at them. That's the kind of thing that dehumanizes the whole situation. I'm not saying don't make the movies. I am saying do something that will at least in some way show that there's a human component to this, that you don't want to be John Wick. He's in a bad spot, not a good spot, and begin to show people that respectful life that needs to be shown in the movies that we go to see.
Okay, but does that not come down to censorship? And it, you know, I mean, I happened by curiosity to have watched all three John Wick movies last week.
By curiosity.
And they are totally stupid, and the violence is senseless, no more so than Quentin Tarantino's. And I think that the majority of people that watch movies like that, especially the international audience, they love that kind of action. Yes. You can go back to Bruce Lee and see similar things yes. back in the day. To me, it's harmless fun. To somebody who is mentally unstable, perhaps they're going to emulate that. But do we censor everything because there is a person or persons that are going to react? Because I can, you know, you talked about household cleaning products. You know, when we talk about banning substances like drugs, for example, I think, hey, if you take away the drugs, they'll be, you know, eaten tied. They'll be eaten whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even want to go into some of the products that people are using that are legal.
But that's what makes this so difficult. For every upside, there's two or three downsides. Mm-hmm. And I'm not smart enough, and I'm the first one to admit it, to say, no, you don't do this anymore. I wish that I had the answer to it. I can show you where there's some things that would, you know, and this isn't anything new. This kind of situation has gone on for 100 years. And if it wasn't done with, you know, a gun, it would be done with a knife or a bow and arrow or whatever.
A rock.
There's always been someone or something that will come along and, you know, take advantage of a situation. I don't have the answer for it. I wish that I did. But I know that the base answer to it is respect for life.
Cheryl?
I agree with that. That's a completely apt way to focus it. And yet, one size doesn't fit all.
No.
I wish there was I'm avoiding a pun. There isn't a silver fix it for this. There's not one solid answer that says, if you just do this, everything will be fine. Because it's not true.
Yeah. All right, let's take one more break and then we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show here with Joelle Gutman. She's Government Affairs Liaison for the Washoe County Health District, Howard Rosenberg, the critic, and Cheryl Blomstrom, the political analyst. So you were going to raise a question here.
I'm wondering whether or not the same situation happens in China. Because the John Wick movies are made for that audience.
Gunman?
Not for us. And I'm wondering whether, if indeed they don't have the problem, why don't they have the problem? The easiest answer would probably be because nobody can have a gun except the government. But it would be interesting to know, does anybody else have this problem? What are they doing about it? Why is it, why does it do what it does?
Well, I think an example of that is New Zealand. They had one mass shooting and then they completely changed their laws and now nobody has assault weapons. I'm not sure to the extent of the policy, but other countries have had one incident and they take immediate action.
Then let's find out what New Zealand's doing.
Cheryl, but they didn't have the Civil War.
No, they did not.
True, true.
And they won't, I can see broad violence coming out of any sort of confiscation or true. Substantial limitation of gun rights in yep. this country. That is not the solution in my mind.
I agree.
I think the problem lies in the hearts of men, not in the tools that they use. Priscilla Ford used a car. And there's a guy in Japan who killed a whole bunch of school children with a knife.
And then we had the sarin gas attacks. Oh. I mean, that goes back to my point earlier when talking about the drugs, that if you take away people's ability to use one thing, they will find another way.
If there's evil in their heart, they're going to find a way with a fist or a rock or something else.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. A tough subject, but I appreciate the conversation. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.